Welcome everybody for Shir number 1554. Lame today, Lulu Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Baron Zizel. Lulu Nishmas Blima Bas Ramoshin, Lurfush Lame Pesach Yosef Ben Hinda. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, so of course we started the halachas of Muksa, and we are going through the introduction in the Mishbru now with Simon Shin Ches. We've been mentioning that Muksa, you know, it goes through various different simonim straight through. Muksa is one of the things, by the way. There are certain things which you have to look all over Hilchos Shabbos. A little bit is found in this simon, a little bit is found in another simon, but Muksa pretty much the main crux of it. If somebody wants to sit down and learn Muksa, you start off in Simen Shin Ches, it goes up to Simen Shin Yud Bey. So it's really found in one area. Obviously, it's spread out little bits and pieces here and there, but the main foundation, the main core of Muksa is found in Simen Shin Ches, all the way up to Shin Yud Bey. So that's a good thing. It makes it a little bit easier, as opposed to a lot of things like we've been talking about are spread out sometimes throughout various different simanim, various different parts of Hilchos Shabbos. So says the Mishnah Berurah further, which is the middle of the introduction in the Mishnah Berurah. So why Chazal instituted a category in Hilchos Shabbos known as Muksa, a Isra of Muksa. What you know, I can, the word Muksa in general is tiltal, right? Is the moving different type of things. I can't move this, I can't move that. So what's the problem? It's not one of the Lamentes Malachas, right? What's so we said last year we established the fact that number one, if Chazal felt that if we're allowed to just move whatever we want on Shabbos, the person Lamais is getting about the bottom line. It's a long Shabbos, I have a lot of time in my hands, right? So I'll just sit and move things around. I'll move from this place to that place. I'll rearrange my whole house on Shabbos. I'm home anyways. It's gonna come out that first of all, the person's not gonna rest Laman Yanuach, right? The person has to rest seventh day of Shabbos, seventh day of the week. We rest at Shabbos Kodesh, I'm sorry, right? Number one, number two, Lamais is gonna be come out at the end. The whole Shabbos is gonna be mevatel after a point because, you know, you could just do whatever you want, as they say, besides Lam Tes Malacha. So it continues on further, the Mishnah Berurah over there in the introduction. V'oid k'shei vakid v'taltel kelim shemalachtam le'iser. Right when it comes to, so one of the categories we're going to see that is the klisha melachta le'isr, something that is used for an isr on Shabbos is also not allowed to be moved unless there's certain conditions, which of course we'll get to. Efshe she'sasek behem, so Chazal felt if they let you just stop move klisha melachta le'isr, right, I could move whatever, I could move machines, I could move radios, I could move electrical things and the various different items that fall under the isr of klisha melachta le'isr, right, so efshe she'sasek behem, so a person's going to come to use them, right, for yovel l'day melacha. Bottom line is, if we let you just sit and move things that are also to use on Shabbos, right? All these various putting on electrical items or whatever, obviously, is all not allowed to be used on Shabbos, right? For various different isurim. So good. So I'll tell you, it's off. I'll just move it around. I'll move it from here to there, whatever the case is, for whatever reason. You can't just do that. There are certain times you could, which we're going to see, obviously. Klisha melachta le'isra is a little bit of a different category of muksa, but if we just let you stam use it, move these kalim, these utensils that are also to use on Shabbos, the bottom line is, you have in the day malachi, you're going to come to use them on Shabbos, right? You move it enough, you'll just come to use it on Shabbos. So that is another reason for one of the categories of muksa of klisha melach del isa, which we'll see. V'oid mipnei shemiksas am enam bali umonius. Elabatelim kolimeim lemaisa that kagoyin hatayolim v'yoshvei karonis shekol yemeihem heim yoshvei malacha right v'miyah muta lahalach ledaber letalta kishar yamim. If we're going to let people just sit around and talk whatever they want and move whatever they want, mimsa shalei shavas shvisa hani keres. Again, the same thing, because you have people who just sit around and schmooze or whatever the case might be. And if we just let you sit and talk and move whatever you want, again, the problem is the same thing. The whole Shabbos will, if you want to call it, go down the drain. Lemais, it's going to look like a regular weekday. Okay, so actually in this part, the Mishnah Berurah in the introduction is talking about a little bit more along the lines of people who sit around and don't work. You know, and if the right word is leidegeis, you know, like whatever, these people, they're people who just, they don't really have jobs, they don't work, they just sit around and schmooze, waste time, whatever the case might be. So they do this during the week anyway, so if you let you do it on Shabbos the regular way, so they're not working anyway. So somebody who works, like, it's like this, so somebody who works during the week, so good, so if I don't work on Shabbos, so at least that much I have a major distinction, right? I go to my job six days a week. I go to my job. Shabbos I don't, so okay, it's already a major distinction from the week. But there's some people who just just sit around, you know, those who's the Yoshvei Karonis, as they call it, Kol Yimei Shoyvim Mimlocha. They don't work. So what is Shabbos any different to me if a person doesn't work all anyways? They just sit around and waste time. But Lamaisa, so what is Shabbos any different? I'm sitting around doing nothing anyways during the week, so Shabbos I'm also sitting around doing nothing, so where's the differentiation? So that's what he is going on, Lamaisa. That, in other words, the same concept that we spoke about, it's the same concept, that's what I'm trying to get at. There's nothing recognizable about the distinction between when it's those people who don't work. Obviously people who work, the same thing would apply in a little bit of a different level, but he's going a little bit more on those type of people. Therefore, that's another reason why Chazal instituted him. Name is Varm Elish Nagobe said Tiltal. Rav Asher Shleil Talta Baldem Shabbos Alukelim Atzarech Lahem. Only certain things a person should only be moving. Right. In other words, you can't just sit and talk whatever you want about. You can't just sit and move whatever you want. Again, the distinction has to be there. The distinction has to be there, and even more so, that's what he's stressing for these type of people who, don't work during the week also. But going on everybody. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha and bracha, kol tov.